Thank you so much, TMC family, for joining us on the Ways of Life Wednesday morning, coming from Acts 2:28. Please join me, family, as we go to our Abba Father in prayer. Okay. Dear Abba, we just love you and we praise your holy name. We thank you so much for this beautiful day that you have made, Lord. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you so much for all the wonderful blessings that you've given us, Lord. Our life, our family, our community, Lord, just everything, Lord, that we can't even name all of them. They're just so abundant, Lord. And we thank you so much, Lord, for our TMC call and the founders of our call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and our Mother Eagle, Dr. and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. Lord, continue to bless them until overflow. Lord, thank you so much for our Artist Life family, the Diaz de Leon family, every artist, distributor, and customer. Lord, continue to love on them and bless them and let them see your goodness and your mercy shine through, Lord, in their lives, and so that they also can be a reflection of you, Jesus. Thank you for our TMC family. Lord, thank you for opening up our spiritual eyes and our spiritual ears, our spiritual minds, our spiritual hands, all of our senses, Lord, to hear and receive what you have for us today, Holy Spirit. We thank you for the speaker that you have for us on the line this morning, Lord, and we just ask that you continue to bless them and just speak through them so that we can hear what you want us to receive from you, Holy Spirit. And we just love you, and we agree that your kingdom come and your will is done here on this earth, Lord, as you have it in heaven. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, again, I'm Rebecca Thomas calling from greeting you from Snellville, Georgia, and it was a Jesus joy pleasure to do so. Heavenly Hostess, are you on the line?
Good morning, Minister Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Well, good morning. Good morning to my TMC family. Want to thank you, Minister Rebecca, for sitting and greeting us this morning. You are a remarkable young woman. You're eager to serve. You're absolutely beautiful. You're enthusiastic. You are caring and full of compassion. And you are appointed and anointed to serve on the Master's call. So we so appreciate you. And I love that tag, the ways of life. Praise the Lord. For he that hath the Son hath life. Amen. Well, good morning and good morning and good morning once again. This is Minister Ada Grace from Brooklyn, New York. And if this is your first time dialing into the Master's call, we greet you with Jesus' joy. We are so thankful for you. I'd like to take this opportunity and tell you a little bit about our call and this wonderful ministry. The Master's Call was founded back on October 25th, 2010. So we are approaching our seventh year. To God be the glory. This ministry and call was founded by two amazing women, and they are Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And, of course, being two godly women of God and two women who believe that our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower us believers as we enter into the marketplace. And, of course, it was founded on Scripture, and I'm going to read the Scripture to you. That Scripture is found in the division of the 88th Psalm, verse 13, and it reads like this. But I cry to you, O Lord, for help in the morning. My prayer comes before you. And just as you heard Minister Rebecca pray for us this morning, This call will also end in prayer. Now, every Friday, we take your prayer requests and your praise reports live. We have a part one and a part two to our call. If you're able to remain on the line and you have someone in your life that you want us to pray for or to pray for and to pray with you, we invite you to do that. But we do know that life happens, and some of you are not always able to be on the line live with us. So we do invite you to send us an email of your praise reports and your prayer requests. We also would like, when you feel led, to share a comment to us by going sending us an email at info@themasterscall.net. That's I-N-F-O. Now, this call is a unique, a special, interactive call. So we have a website. Yes, we do. We have a website where you can go and read the different bios of our awesome team. You can see that our messages have been archived, a wonderful buffet of wonderful word. So we want you never to be depleted from a great teaching. And our website is www.themasterscall.net. And also, we want you to know that if you've been getting on our calls and you feel led of the Lord to join our team, it's a great place for you to be nurtured and for you to grow in serving the Lord. And so if you would like to greet, as you heard Minister Rebecca do so wonderfully, or you would like to host a call, which is what I am currently doing, or if the Lord has given you a word, well, he doesn't intend for you to keep it to yourself. He wants you to share it with the masses. And so if you'd like to join the TMC family, we invite you to send us an email at info@themasterscall.net. And either our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon will respond to your email. Now, we are so very excited and jacked up with just the urgency to share because we care. The common thread that brought so many of us together here on the Master's Call is Artist International, now under the heading of Artist Life. It is the best health and wellness company on this side of heaven. It was founded by the Diaz de Leon family, where we have an awesome products. We have an amazing opportunity. Now, if you're not familiar with Artist Life, we invite you to get back to the person who shared this call information with you, and they'll be more than happy to tell you that an appointment with artists will change your life. Now, immediately following this call, we have our morning motivational call, and that call is led by a group of Artist Life leaders who are committed to enriching education and empowering us in the marketplace, in our businesses. And so you're going to want to head over to that call following this call. And that number is 712-770-4005 with a code of 294-617-POUND. Now, for those of you who have Metro PCS or T-Mobile, we understand that they charge 1 cent per minute for these calls. We understand that that could add up. And so we're so blessed to share with you that we have a bridge or a bypass number that you dial first, and then it'll ask for the conference number and PIN access code. And that bridge number is 857-957-1147. and then follow the prompts. Now everybody is getting ready because this is a very special time for our company. We have two leadership conferences coming up, one in the Los Angeles area on May 6th, and the official the official releasing are changing from Mama and Papa to Alvia and Alejandro. So that's going to be awesome. And then there's going to be another Leadership Artist Life Conference in Houston, May 20th. So check your back office for more information. Get with your partner, your accountability partner, and you all make it happen. Well, I will come back to you at the end of the call to give to repeat some of these messages to you, but I have the distinct pleasure, privilege, and honor to introduce to you our mouthpiece for this morning. She is very dear into my heart because I am on Truly Blessed team. I am speaking of none other than Minister Tiffany P. Lauderdale. She has a tender heart. She is insightful. She is favored and faithful, anointed, has noble character, and yields to the Holy Spirit. Not going to read the whole bio, but I want to give you a little bit of our Minister Tiffany. Minister Tiffany P. Lauderdale is the daughter of the late Euro and Patricia Lauderdale and has lived her entire life in Southern California. She is the middle child, having a sister and a brother. She graduated from California State University, Long Beach, where she earned a BS degree in criminal justice. I love this. She is single. She is saved, and I might add sassy, and satisfied with Jesus. She is the proud mother of one awesome, amazing young man, Kalon T. Williams. And Tiffany is currently employed by the city of Culver City in the transportation department. However, she has a love for caring and helping others, and so she is an amazing leader with Artist Life International. She has chaired the first tee of the South Los Angeles, a golfing organization. She has been an active member of her church. Minister Tiffany loves to travel and encourage and help others and teach and train others. She is an amazing woman of God. So I'm going to get on out of the way. And it is my pleasure, honor, and distinct pleasure to present to some and introduce to others my business partner, my friend, my sister. I love her dearly, and we are looking forward to what thus saith the Lord through this amazing woman. So at this time, Minister Tiffany P. Lauderdale, will you come on up to the front of the line and give us the word and the message today? Minister Tiffany, are you there?
I am here, Minister Ada. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, beautiful. Take it away.
To God be the glory. I thank God for you, Minister Ada. Thank you so much for that introduction. And thank you for serving God and his kingdom as you so graciously do. To Minister Rebecca, thank you so much for seating us and greeting us and opening us up in prayer and for giving us our tag, The Ways of Life Wednesday. Well, God morning to each and every single one of you here on the Master's Call. I thank God for you, and I thank God for allowing us to be into another day. I thank God for the yes of our two co-founders here, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And I just thank you for accepting me for who God has made me and for allowing me to spread my wings as an eagle and to soar. So, morning, I just want to come briefly. It seems like in the atmosphere, there's a lot of spiritual warfare going on, whether it's directly
with us or indirectly. It may be somebody that we're connected to or somebody that we know, but there is a battle going on. And many times we are not equipped for the battle. So my question to you this morning is, what are you wearing? And simply, I say it's time to armor up. It's time to armor up. So we're going to go to the Word of God. And Father, I just thank you for allowing me to wake up into another day. I pray that this day will not be about me, but that it will be all about you and that your glory will be seen through me, Father. So I pray right now as I decrease, that you, God, would increase in me, that your word will go forth free, clear, uncontaminated, and unhindered in the name of Jesus. And no weapon formed against me shall prosper in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20. I'm reading from the King James Version, and it simply reads, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of the world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand. So stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may upon my mouth boldly, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bond, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." And this is the word of God. So, like I said, it's time for us to armor up. In this particular passage in the Word, Paul was simply informing us as Christians that we have been drafted into the army of the Lord. We didn't have a choice. I mean, we did have a choice, and that was to simply say yes to God. But we are automatically drafted. You know, in the natural, you know, you have the opportunity to go to the Army, the Navy, the Marines, and you simply go through a series of
Good morning, everyone. Let's hold on. I think they'll be right back. Okay. I think she got dropped off. So we're going to hold on to this powerful word about our armoring up this morning. Good morning, Minister Ada. This is Pastor V. Looks like they just dropped off the board, and I'm sure she'll be calling right back in.
Amen. It is time to armor up. Lord, we just ask that you bring them on back in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. That's a great word.
Why don't you exhort for a minute, Miss Ada, and pray until she comes back on, please.
Minister Ada. Minister Ada.
Can you hear me?
Now
yes,
I can hear
Father,
you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we do thank you for Minister Tiffany. We thank you that she has a heart to serve. And Father God, we just ask in the name of Jesus that whatever technical difficulties that we are, that they are experiencing, that you would clear that up and bring her on back to continue to impart your word into us. We thank you for this.
Minister Ada, I'm back.
I can hear you now. Take it away. Thank you, sweetheart.
Okay, the devil is a liar, and we are battling up. As I say, no weapon formed against us shall prosper because we are more than conquerors and we have the victory. But I need you to know today just how valuable you are in the army of the Lord. We have been giving marching orders, so let's start to march. Let's not get weary in well-doing, but keep on pressing towards the mark of the high, because God has given us the power and the authority and the strength to do all things, even when it seems like the things are not going good or maybe going the way that we should think that they are going. I just want you to rest assured that in Romans 8, it tells us that God is working all things out for our good. So that means that even when things appear to be bad, even when things don't look good, even when things don't feel good, I need you to know that God is working everything, all things out for your good, for our good. He didn't say some things. He did not say one thing. He said all. So I'm saying today, it is time for us to stand up and fight. It is time for us to use the authority and power that God has given us. What are you speaking over your life every day? Do you know who you are in Christ? Do you know who you are? Every day you should be affirming, decreeing, and confessing things over your life. For instance, I am healed. I am restored. I am loved. I am celebrated. I am powerful. I am healthy and wealthy in mind, body, spirit, and soul. I do have the authority to do great things. I do have the strength to do all things. My mind is renewed, and I am more than a conqueror. That's just a brief thing of what you can speak over yourself. We block our own blessings because we allow negative thinking and we allow negative words to come into our life, and we don't have to. It's about choices, as Dr. PK said. What you choose to listen to, what you choose to allow to come into your eye gates and your ear gates, that is a choice that you make. You do not have to open your door to deal with the drama. I'm just going to let you know that it is not time to give up in this fight. We're in this war together, and we must fight. 2 Corinthians 10:4 through 5 simply reads, we use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons. So we're not using worldly weapons to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ. Like I said, it's time for us to stand up, stand firm, and put on the whole armor of God. And know that this battle is already fixed and we win. So do not give up as we're going through this spiritual warfare. Stay focused and keep your eyes on the leader. And who is that? Jesus Christ himself. And I guarantee you that where he's leading us will be much better than we've been before. So I leave you simply with this song. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. And I promised him that I would serve him till I die. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. Back over to you, Minister Ada.
Well, let the church say amen, amen. Thank you, Minister P. Tiffany P. Lauderdale, for that powerful word. We thank you that you came on back and continue to press into us today. I will be calling you back to give us our closing benediction, but at this time, TMC, it's time to armor up. It's time to stand, and let us pray. Oh, merciful Heavenly Father, we thank you for Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. We thank you, Father God, for this word, that we will stand, that we will trust, that we will believe, that we will serve, that we will help, and we will put on the whole armor of God. So we ask, Father God, that you put back virtue into this yielded vessel of yours, your servant, your daughter, your baby girl. Continue to bless her and Sir Kalon and her brother and sister and all that is connected to her. Lord, we thank you for our founders of this call. We thank you for those that are in a season of bereavement. We pray that you would comfort them as only you can. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family and the great things that are taking place at Artist Life. We thank you for each and every distributor from the advisor all the way up to Royal Platinum. We thank you, Father God, that you love us so much and that you are continuing to grow us and stir up the gifts in us. Continue, Lord, to do your perfect work. We love you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, I know, like me, you're going to want to hear this playback. So the playback for this call today is 712-432-1085. Once again, the playback for this call is 712-432-1085. And the access code is the same one you dialed in this morning, 957-677-POUND. And I want you to get ready to head over to the new morning motivational call, where today, one of my favorite days on the morning call, is Awareness Wednesday, where the power couple of health, Royal Platinum's in the making, Reggie and Victoria, our queen and king, Flanagan, will be discussing an important topic on Awareness Wednesday. So you're going to want to go over there and not miss it. That number is 712-770-4005 with an access code of 294-617-POUND. And again, if your carrier happens to be T-Mobile or Metro PCS, there is a bridge or bypass number, and that number is 857-957-1147. Now, get ready. All roads are leading to Los Angeles and Houston. Los Angeles, California, May 6th. For our next leadership conference, and then May 20th in Houston, Texas, for our leadership conference there. You don't want to miss it. You want to get there, work your business like never before so that you can earn what you need, get with someone that you can split a hotel room, make it happen. Again, May 6th in Los Angeles, California, and May 20th in Houston, Texas. Want to thank you, our beautiful greeter this morning, Minister Rebecca, for seating and greeting us. We thank you and love and appreciate you. And Minister Tiffany P. Lauderdale, thank you for that rich, rich word. Would you come on back and give us our closing benediction?
Amen, amen, and amen. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord, your God, who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. These things that I have spoken, I decree and I declare in the name of Jesus. So go out and be great. Be that great minister in the marketplace and that wonderful and fearfully made individual and unique you that you are.
And God, may God's grace continue to shine upon each and every single one of you as your dreams are manifested in 2017. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Goodbye for now.